like the hands of old women.
Bronislava Volkova is a bilingual poet, translator, collage artist, and professor emerita of Slavonic studies at Indiana University. A Czech exile, she lived and taught in the U.S. for over 40 years, publishing extensively in Czech and English. She continues to publish bilingual books of poetry, conducts international author readings, and participates in many international poetry festivals as guest of honor and medalist. She currently resides in Prague and is joining us today on Zoom. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubin-Estorsi. Bronislava, what poems have you brought for us today?
There is no intermediary. There is just the openness of heaven. There is just the oneness with the eye. There is just the singing of the seeing. There is just the silence of the sky. There is no time, only water. Between the ears drowses and flows. It closes the door and the eyes. It perishes and wipes the dust of the lost roads. It rushes upwards to the worlds that even in the dreams we do not suspect. And the time is hovering like a helium, without a weight, without a stain. And it embraces us, surprised with its precious non-being. There is a way of chestnut trees. They have their roots in earth. They have their crown in heaven. They have a juicy heart and color on their arms. They pronounce their aromatic tunes wide. In light, they dance their invisible dance. There is a way of chestnut trees. They have their roots in earth. They have their crown in heaven. We are the orphans of the meadows and drink water defenselessly like dreams. Do not go home, children, boys from the gates. Go up to the sky like a legend, alert from the weight of the underworld, like the hind made in silence. Like the hands of old women, like the heart softened by the meadow, like the thirst of the light, like the fate of the waters. Dear Fufi, I see you next to me, my furry one. I feel your soft coat on my leg, your expressive questioning eyes fixed on mine. Will you be taking me with you? Will you give me what you're holding? Will you pet me before I eat? Before I walk? Before our parting? Especially then. Wait, that wasn't yours. That was my question. Unanswered. Now lingering forever. The deaf and dumb hand leaves longing in the waste when it touches. The deaf, the unyielding, does not count with us, does not call or rest, does not have a soul in the soul and a sight in the eye. It darkens as a cover from black fallen in ears. They turned into coal one time in the corner of the heart before it had time to wake up and press the tone of being into the eardrum, into the tongue.
You've been listening to poetry by Bronislava Volkova on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubin-Estorsi.